I dreamed we were at that amusement park in New Hampshire, she said. I looked down at her, feeling my skin go cold all over. Did you?
Waiting in line for the one that goes way up high. Do you remember that one?
The bullet, I said. I remember it, Ma.
You were afraid, and I shouted at you.
No, Ma, you... Her hand squeezed down on mine, and the corners of her mouth deepened into near dimples. It was a ghost of her old, impatient expression.
Yes, she said. Shouted and swatted you. Back of the neck, wasn't it?
Probably, yeah, I said, giving up. That's mostly where you gave it to me.
Shouldn't have, she said. It was hot, and I was tired, but still, shouldn't have. Wanted to tell you I was sorry.
My eyes started leaking again. It's all right, Ma. That was a long time ago.
You never got your ride, she whispered.
I did, though, I said. In the end, I did. She smiled up at me. She looked small and weak, miles from the angry, sweaty, muscular woman who had yelled at me when we finally got to the head of the line, yelled and then whacked me across the nape of the neck. She must have seen something on someone's face, one of the other people waiting to ride the bullet, because I remember her saying, "What are you looking at, beautiful?" as she led me away by the hand, me sniveling under the hot summer sun, rubbing the back of my neck. Only it didn't really hurt. She hadn't swatted me that hard. Mostly what I remember was being grateful to get away from that high twirling construction with the capsules at either end, that revolving scream machine.
Mr. Parker, it really is time to go, the nurse said.
I raised my mother's hand and kissed the knuckles. I'll see you tomorrow, I said. I love you, Ma.
Love you, too. Alan, sorry for all the times I swatted you. That was no way to be.
But it had been. It had been her way to be. I didn't know how to tell her I knew that, accepted it. It was part of our family secret. Something whispered along the nerve endings. I'll see you tomorrow, Ma, okay? She didn't answer. Her eyes had rolled shut again, and this time the lids didn't come back up. Her chest rose and fell, slowly and regularly. I backed away from the bed, never taking my eyes off her.